It tells the story of William Wallace.
在电影《勇敢的心》讲述的是威廉·华莱士的故事。
There we go. Wallace was a common man.
他是一个普通人。
But he led Scotland to freedom from the tyranny of English rule in the late 13th century.
但是他带领整个苏格兰摆脱了十三世纪后期英国的残暴统治。
At the end of the movie, Wallace was betrayed.
在电影结尾的时候，华莱士被出卖了。
He sat in prison waiting execution by the English.
他坐在监狱里等待英国人的处决。
Now the Princess of Wales, the daughter of the king, she wanted to free him.
威尔士的公主，也就是这个国王的女儿，她想要释放他。
I think there was a little romance going on.
我觉得他们之间可能有一些比较浪漫的爱情。
And so she came to his cell and she asked him to recant his rebellion in order to save his life.
然后呢，他就来到了华莱士的牢房，请求他放弃反抗，以挽救他的生命。
Submitting to the English king would spare him torture and death.
臣服于英国的国王可以使他免受这个酷刑和死亡。
So the princess said to him, I beg you to confess all and swear allegiance to the king so that he can show you mercy.
所以公主就对他说，我求求你供认一切吧，并对国王发誓效忠，以便他怜悯你，放过你。
Wallace responded, if I swear to him, all that I am is dead already.
华莱士回答道，说如果我向他发誓的话，那一刻我就已经死了。
If he didn't live for what he believed, it would like be like being dead.
那如果他不能够为自己信仰而活的话，那他这个人就已经是死了。
And so weeping, the princess said, you will die.
但是公主哭着说，你会死的呀。
To which Wallace replied, every man dies, but not every man really lives.
华莱士回答道，每个人都会死，但并不是每个人都真正的活着。
Think about that. That is so true.
所以大家思考一下，他说的非常的有道理。
We all die, but so few of us really live.
我们所有的人都会死，但是我们当中却有很少的人真正的活出了生命。
And so the question we're asking today, do you really want to live? I mean, really live before you die?
所以我今天想要问大家一个问题，你想要活出生命吗？我的意思是活出真正的生命，在我们死亡到临之前。
Do you want to take a hold of a life that turns out to be truly life?
你是否想过一个持定永生的生活吗？
Well, 1 Timothy chapter 6 in the Bible shows us how.
提摩太前书的六章向我们展示了我们该如何做。
Now look at this in verses 11 and 12. It says, but you, Timothy, are a man of God. And so run from all these evil things. Instead, pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith and love and perseverance and gentleness. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses.
我们一起来看提摩太前书的六章十一到十二节。他说，但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义。敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前做了那美好的见证。
Another translation reads this way. It says, run for your life. Pursue a righteous life, a life of wonder. Run hard. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embraced in the presence of so many witnesses.
那我们还有另一种翻译的方法是这么说的，你要逃避这些事，你要追求公义、敬神、信仰、爱心、忍耐、温柔，要为信仰打那美好的仗，要抓住永恒的生命，你正是为此蒙召的，并且在许多见证人面前做了美好的告白。
And so if we're really going to live today, we need to grab tomorrow by living for eternity.
所以如果我们今天想要活出真正的生命，那我们必须抓住明天或永恒的生命。
We must seize the future.
我们必须要抓住未来。
We need to lay hold of the eternal life that became ours when we put our faith in Jesus Christ and declared it in baptism.
当我们受洗归入主耶稣基督名下时，我们就必须持定永生。
That means we need to run from those things that would tie us down in this life.
这意味着我们必须要舍弃那些捆绑我们、让我们无法过永生生命的事情。
And in their place, we need to pursue those things that will last forever, fighting for those things that we believe in as followers of Jesus Christ.
这意味着我们要追求那永生的事，跟随我们所信的主耶稣基督，为着真道打那美好的仗。
Verse 12 says, fight the good fight for the true faith.
十二节说到，你要为真道打那美好的仗。
The picture is of a Roman wrestling match.
这个图片展示的是罗马摔跤比赛。
The word fight literally means to wrestle.
战斗一词的字面意思是摔跤。
And in a typical Roman wrestling match, the fighters start in a stand-up position.
在一场非常典型的罗马摔跤比赛中，这个摔跤手呢，他会站在一个指定的位置。
They grab each other's necks and they won't let go until one of them goes down.
他们会抓住彼此的脖子，直到其中一个人倒下后才放开。
Now that's the kind of fight that we as believers in Jesus Christ are to fight.
这就是我们作为耶稣基督的信徒要打的仗。
The pursuit of wealth, which Paul talked about in the previous section of verses, would only shove us down.
保罗在前几节经文中有谈到，追求财富的结局只有失望。
Here's what the Bible says in verses 9 and 10. It says, people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are tempted by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
在经文的九节和十节这样说道，但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道。
And so that's why a few verses later our passage says, run from these things.
在之后的几段经文中告诉我们说，你要逃离这些事情。
Run from the pursuit of being rich.
你要从追求财富中逃离。
Run from the things that money, run from the love of money and the things that money can buy.
你们要从金钱对金钱的热爱以及那些从金钱可以买到东西中逃离。
Instead, it says, grab a hold of those eternal values that will go with us into heaven.
相反的，你要抓住那些属天永恒的财富。
Hold tightly, it says, to the eternal life.
我们要紧紧地抓住它。
After 9 seasons,The popular television series Everybody Loves Raymond broadcast its final episode.
有一个非常受欢迎的这个电视连续剧叫《每个人都爱雷蒙德》，已经播出了九季了，现在在播出最后一季。
The star of the show, Ray Romano, went from life as a struggling stand-up comedian to one of the highest-paid actors on television.
那节目的这个主角，雷曼诺呢，他是从一个非常不知名的喜剧演员脱胎换骨，最终呢，通过努力奋斗，成为了一个收入非常高的影视演员。
And at the conclusion of the last day's filming, Romano spoke to a studio audience reflecting on his past as well as his future.
在拍摄的最后一天呢，他就对影视棚的这些观众分享回顾了他的过去以及对未来的计划。
He read a note his brother had stuck in his luggage the day that he had moved from New York to Hollywood 9 years before.
在九年前，他从纽约搬到好莱坞的那一天，他的哥哥在他的行李夹中塞了一张纸条。
A tearful Romano said, "My older brother Richard wrote." What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?
他含着泪水说，我的哥哥理查德是这样写的，人就是赚得了全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
It was a quote from Jesus in Mark chapter 8 of the Bible.
这个引用的是圣经马太福音的八章三十六节中耶稣的话。
And so now Romano said, I'm going to work on my soul.
然后他说，现在呢，我要为我自己的灵魂而努力。
He realized that wealth and fame did not satisfy.
他意识到财富和名望都不能令人满足。
He had pursued those things with all of his might, but it all came to an end. It just didn't last forever.
他全力以赴地去努力追求的东西，走到尽头却是一条死路。
Now from the outside, it looked like Romano had grabbed a hold of life.
因为如果我们单从外表来看的话，他似乎将自己的生活掌控管理得非常好。
But in the end, his hands and his heart were empty.
但是走到最后，他发现自己两手空空，内心空虚。
And so if we want to take a hold of life, we must work on our souls, not on our salaries.
所以如果我们想要真正的把握住自己的生活，那我们就必须为自己灵魂而努力，而不是为我们自己的薪水而努力。
We need to grab a hold of that eternal life that God called us to live.
我们必须要持定永生。
Now, if you don't know Jesus, that means trusting him with your life and your eternal destiny.
如果你们现在还有人不认识主耶稣基督，那意味着你现在要用你的生命和在永恒中永远地去信靠他。
Jesus and Jesus alone can save you.
只有主耶稣基督才可以拯救你。
And so you need to receive Jesus, and you need to declare it in baptism, and follow Jesus' teachings.
你需要邀请接受主耶稣基督进入你的生命中，借着受洗宣告你的信仰，并且永远地跟随他的教导。
Now, if you don't know Jesus, that means living for the things that really count.
如果你认识主耶稣的话，那意味着你在为真正有意义的事情而活。
It means living for the things that last forever.
然后，这意味着你在为那些永远存留的东西而活。
And Paul spells out a few of those things, like righteousness and a godly life and faith and love and perseverance and gentleness.
保罗在这里给了我们一个列单。像为公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔而活。
That's what Paul told Timothy, a young pastor, to teach to the people in his church.
这是保罗想要告诉年轻的牧师提摩太的话。
In other words, who we are on the outside or on the inside is much more important than what we have on the outside.
换句话说，就是说我们人的内在要比我们外在的东西重要很多。
Let me repeat that. Who we are on the inside is much more important than what we have on the outside.
我再来给大家重复一遍，就是我们自己的内在内心要比我们自己的外在要重要的多。
You see, what we have on the outside is all going to pass away someday when we go from this life into eternity.
因为我们现在所拥有的一切属实外在的东西都会消失。
But who we are on the inside is going to go with us forever.
但是我们真正的灵魂它会长存到永远。
And so that's why God tells us in this life, pursue righteousness, pursue faith, pursue love, pursue perseverance.
因此神教导我们说，我们应当追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心和忍耐。
Many years ago, an American tourist in Poland visited a clergyman or a pastor in his home.
在许多年前，一位去波兰旅行的美国游客，他去拜访一位牧师。
And he was kind of astonished to see that the home was really only a simple room with some books, a table, and a bench.
他惊讶地发现牧师的家只是一个非常简单的房间，里面仅仅是放着一些书、一张桌子 和一个长凳。
And so the tourist asked him, Sir, where's your furniture?
这位旅客就问到说，先生，您的家具在哪里呢？
And the pastor responded, Where's yours?
牧师回答道，你的在哪里呢？
Mine, replied the American, I'm just a visitor here, I'm only passing through.
这个美国人就非常的困惑，他说，我的吗？可是我只是一个游客，只是路过这里。
So am I, said the clergyman.
牧师说，我也是啊。
The fact is, we're all just passing through this life.
事实上，我们的这一生，我们仅仅只是一个过客。
So why accumulate a bunch of stuff just for a temporary dwelling?
所以我们为什么要在这个临时的住所积攒一堆的东西呢？
Doesn't it make more sense to work for the place where you're going to spend eternity?
为我们永恒的居所去做更多的工作，不是更有意义吗？
Yes, it does if you really think about it.
是的，的确如此。
Eternity is a whole lot longer than this life.
我们的永恒的生命会比今生长太多太多。
Now, I know this is completely opposite to what everyone says these days in society.
我知道这个讲法和现在很多人的说法都是相反的。
The popular culture says, live for today.
我们现在流行的文化总是强调说活在当下。
Enjoy the moment because there's no tomorrow.
要及时行乐，因为没有明天。
Today is all that really matters.
只有今天才是最重要的。
But that's not true.
但事实并非如此。
That's the spirit of our age, and that spirit is something that we need to fight.
但这确实是我们这个世代世界的精神，这也是我们需要征战的事情。
We can't live for today like there's no tomorrow.
我们不可以及时行乐，及时行乐，不去管明天如何，就像今天文化所倡导的那样。
Instead, we need to live for tomorrow as if there's no today.
相反，我们必须要为明天而活，不要再去关注我们今天所拥有的。
In other words, we need to live for eternity, not today.
这意味着说，我们必须要向着永生努力而活，而不是要活。现在就是今天享乐的生活。
And so if we really want to live, then we need to grab tomorrow by living for eternity.
所以如果我们真要想要活出真正的生命，那我们必须要抓住明天。
Don't live just for the temporal things of this life.
不要为这个属世上短暂的事情而去活。
And then second, if we really want to live, then we need to guard our love for God today.
第二点，如果我们真的想要活出真正的生命，那我们必须捍卫我们今天对神的爱。
We can't let anything take away our commitment to the Lord in this life.
在这一生中，我们绝不能让任何的事情来消减或者是放弃我们对上帝的承诺。
We have to keep our devotion for Christ strong until he appears at the second coming.
我们必须要持定地献身于基督，只等到他再来的日子。
Look at this in verse 13. Clicker. And I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Christ Jesus, who took his stand before Pontius Pilate and didn't give an inch, that you obey this command without wavering, that no one can find fault with you from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again.For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. He alone can never die, and he lives in light so brilliant that no human eye can approach him. No human eye has ever seen him, nor ever will. All honor and power to him forever. Amen.
我们一起来看一下经文十三节到十六节。我叫万物生活在神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你，要守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。到了日期，那可称颂、独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿门。
Jesus is coming again, and I believe it's going to be soon.
主耶稣很快就会再来了，这是我所相信的。
But until that happens, we are charged to obey this command without wavering.
但是直到那之前呢，我们都要守着命令，毫不玷污，无可指责。
Literally, we are charged to obey the commandment.
从字面上来看，他要我们守着命令。
Now the question is, what's the commandment?
问题是这个命令是什么？
There are a lot of commands in this chapter, but none of them seem to just stick out as the primary command.
这章有很多的命令，但是似乎没有一个命令是特别的突出主给我们那条最重要的命令的。
In my mind, the only command that could be called the commandment is the one that Jesus called the greatest commandment in Matthew chapter 22.
在我看来，唯一可以称为命令的就是马太福音二十二章三十七到三十八节中，耶稣称为最大诫命的那一条。
And there Jesus was talking about all the commands in the Bible, and they all sum up to say this, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
主耶稣呢，把整本圣经所有的诫命和规条都总结在一起，合成一条最大的诫命，就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一且是最大的。
Now that fits the context here in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
这个呢就非常适用于我们现在提摩太前书六章中的上下文。
Instead of loving money, which is the root of all kinds of evil, we're to love God more than anything else.
所以大家不要再去追求热爱金钱，就像经文第十节讲到的，贪财是万恶之源，我们要爱神多过任何事情。
And that's the command we're to obey.
这就是神要我们去遵守的那条命令。
That's the command we're to guard carefully, not allowing anything to take away our love for the Lord.
这是我们要小心守的诫命，不允许任何的事情消减我们对主的爱。
And the reason being is because nothing can compare with God.
原因呢是这个世界上没有任何一个东西可以与之相比。
God outshines anything in this world or even the universe itself.
神超越了这个世界，甚至是宇宙本身。
Paul Crowther, professor of astrophysics at the University of Sheffield, announced that he and his research team had discovered the brightest star that was ever found in the universe.
谢菲尔德大学有一个天文物理学教授保罗·克劳瑟，他宣布呢，他和他的研究小组发现了迄今为止宇宙中最亮的一颗恒星。
The mass of the star is roughly 265 times that of the sun.
这个恒星的质量呢，大约是太阳的265倍。
But even more impressive is its brightness. It's 10 million times brighter than that of the sun.
但更让人震惊的是这个星星的亮度，它比太阳亮一千万倍。
Now think about that for a minute.
大家可以想象一下。
This star, currently named R136, is not twice as bright as the sun, which would be overwhelming in itself.
这个恒星呢，最近被命名为了 R136， 它的亮度不是太阳的两倍，因为两倍它就可以完全的淹没了太阳亮度了。
It's not 10 times brighter than the sun, which would be a light so great that we could hardly imagine it.
它的亮度呢，也不是只是高出十倍，比太阳还要亮十倍，已经让我们很难以想象了。
It's not 100 times brighter or even 1,000 times brighter than the sun.
那它的亮度呢，也不是太阳的一百倍或者是一千倍。
It's not 1,000,000 times brighter.
也不是一百万倍。
This newly identified star is 10 million times brighter than the sun.
这颗新发现的恒星，它比太阳要亮一千万倍。
Now how can anything be that bright?
这怎么可能呢？为什么会这么的亮？
Well, the Bible tells us that God is even brighter than that.
但是圣经告诉我们，神要比这个还要亮。
Verse 16 makes it clear. It says, God lives in unapproachable light, which no one with a human eye has seen or can see.
在圣经的第十六节中已经明确地告诉了我们这一点，神住在人不能靠近的光中，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的。
God outshines anything that this universe has to offer.
神比宇宙中任何东西都要荣耀。
Everything else pales in comparison.
一切与之相比都会变得暗淡。
And so he alone is worth loving and giving your life to.
因此只有他才值得我们去爱，值得我们献上我们的生命。
And to love anything else, especially the pursuit of money, is going to leave you feeling empty on the inside.
如果我们爱世界上任何其他的事物，尤其是对金钱的追求，只会让我们的内心空虚。
Jonathan Edwards was born here in Connecticut and educated at the Yale Divinity School back in the 18th century.
乔纳森·爱德华兹，他是出生于康涅狄格州，并且在18世纪的时候就读于耶鲁神学院。
He pastored churches here in Connecticut, many of which are still standing to this day.
他在康州做这个牧养教会的工作。
God used him to spark the first great awakening or the first nationwide revival in this country.
在我们国家的第一次大觉醒运动当中呢，神用他激发了成千上万的人认罪悔改，并且归向神。
Thousands of people turned to God and repented of their sin as a result of his preaching.
因为他的这个传道，有成千上万的人，他们认罪悔改，并且归入主耶稣基督的名下。
He once said this, "The enjoyment of God is the only happiness with which our souls can be satisfied."
他曾经这样说过，只有享受神，才可以让人的灵得以满足和幸福。
Fathers and mothers, husbands, wives, children, or the company of earthly friends are but shadows. But enjoyment of God is the substance.
他曾说到，父母、丈夫、妻子或孩子，或是我们在世上的这些朋友，只是影儿，享受神才是实质。
Those things are but scattered beams, but God is the sun.
他们呢，只不过是分散出来的光束，但神才是发出光束的太阳。
Those things are but streams, but God is the fountain.
这些呢，不过是溪流，但是神是源泉。
Those things are but drops, but God is the ocean.
这些不过是水滴，但是神是汪洋大海。
In other words, he was saying,Don't be satisfied with the mere trinkets of this world.
所以他是想说，我们不要去留恋俗世上那些微小的东西。
Don't be satisfied with shadows and drops.
也不要对虚晃的影子和水滴留恋。
Instead, jump into the ocean of God's love and find satisfaction in a relationship with Him.
相反呢，我们要跳入神的海洋中，与他建立关系，在他的里面寻找满足。
Albert Pujols was the first baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals.
阿尔伯特呢，他是圣路易斯红雀队的第一垒手。
He was a World Series champion.
他曾经获过世界大赛冠军。
He was an 8-time All-Star.
八次入选全明星。
He was the recipient of 3 National League Most Valuable Player Awards.
曾经呢，获得了三个国家联盟的这个 MVP 奖项。
And he was one of the most feared hitters in the sport of baseball.
并且呢，他是棒球运动中最令对手恐惧的一个击球手之一。
He reached the top of his game.
他到达了职业生涯的最高点。
But that is not what brought him any real satisfaction.
但这一切却并没有给他带来真正的满足。
While speaking at an event at Lafayette Senior High School in Missouri, Pujols told the audience of men and young boys these words.
他在这个密苏里州的一个高级中学的一个活动中曾经这样对观众讲到。
As a Christian, he said, I'm called to live a holy life.
作为一个基督徒，我被要求过圣洁的生活。
My standard for living is set by God, not by the world.
我的生活标准是神设立的，而不是世界设立的。
I'm responsible for growing in my life with God and for sharing the gospel.
我的责任呢, 是与神同行, 并且传扬福音。
Then after some comments on humility, he told the crowd, one way for me to stay satisfied in Jesus is for me to stay humble.
然后呢, 他在对谦卑发表评论的时候, 告诉人群说, 谦卑是让他可以在耶稣里面尝尝饱足, 谦卑是他可以顺服。
Humility is getting on my knees and staying in God's will.
谦卑呢, 可以使他臣服在上帝的面前, 并且遵循神的旨意。
What God wants is more important than what I want.
然后他补充到说, 神的旨意高过我的旨意。
And then he added, it would be easy to go out and do whatever I want.
他补充说, 做我自己想做的事情很容易。
But those things only satisfy the flesh for a moment.
但是呢, 这些事情只能满足我一时的需要。
Jesus satisfies my soul forever.
只有主耶稣基督, 祂可以使我的灵永远饱足。
And so if we want to find lasting satisfaction, then we must do what God wants, not what we want.
所以如果我们想要找到永远的宝足, 那我们就必须要做神想要的, 而不是我们自己想要的。
And that's what loving God is all about.
这就是爱神的全部的意义。
It's not pleasing ourselves, but it's pleasing God.
不是取悦我们自己, 而是取悦神。
And that's the only way to really live.
这是持定那真正生命的唯一途径。
And so if you want to take a hold of life that is truly life, then you first of all need to grab tomorrow by living for eternity.
如果你想要持定那真正的生命, 那么你必须抓住明天。
And then you need to guard your love for God today.
然后呢, 你要尽心尽性, 尽意爱主你的神。
And then thirdly, if you really want to live, you need to give away as much as you can.
第三点, 如果你想要活出真正的生命, 你需要尽你所能, 甘心施舍。
Be generous and share all that you dare.
你需要, 尽你的所能, 然后去施舍别人,
Here's what the Bible says in verse 17. It says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all that we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up treasures as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life.
经文的17到19节这样说道, 你要嘱咐那些精神富足的人, 不要自高, 也不要倚靠无定的钱财, 只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。 又要嘱咐他们的行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。Now
this is saying, if you really want to live, don't acquire money and the things that money can buy as a status symbol.
所以如果你想要过真正属灵的生活，请不要过度的追求财富，并且把钱所带来的物质当作身份的象征。
Don't let wealth become a source of pride.
不要让财富成为骄傲的泉源。
Verse 17 says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud.
17节说, 你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人不要自高。
For many people, their wealth is their source of pride.
对于许多人来说, 他们的个人财富是骄傲的源泉。
Their significance in this life is determined by their material possessions.
他们的意义呢, 也是由他们这个物质财产来定义的。
They openly display their affluence so that others will know just how important they really are.
他们公开地去展示自己的富裕程度, 以便其他人知道他们自己的重要性。
Eleanor Porter, in her book Pollyanna, writes of a woman who ran the town by the name of Polly Harrington.
艾莉诺呢, 她是一个作家, 她曾经写了一本叫《波利安娜》的书。
Miss Harrington was not the mayor, and neither did she sit on the city council.
里面讲的是一个叫这个哈林顿的小姐，她掌握了一个烫，她不是市长，也不是市里面的这个会议员。
But she held a tremendous amount of power because she had inherited a huge amount of money from her father.
但是呢，她却拥有巨大的权力，因为她从她的父亲那里继承了巨额的资金。
And as a result of that money, she had a controlling hand in all the major aspects of the town.
因此呢，她就在镇上所有主要的方面呢，都拥有这个控制权。
No one wanted to cross Miss Harrington for fear of losing their job or her contribution.
没有人愿意得罪她，因为他们担心会失去自己的工作或者是她的资助。
Now this woman even told the preacher what to preach every Sunday.
她甚至会告诉牧师每个星期要传讲些什么。
For years, the pastor of the church allowed himself to be swayed by Miss Harrington's opinions.
所以多年来呢，这个牧师就这样任由自己被哈林顿小姐的观点左右。
After all, she was the major contributor to the church.
毕竟她是教会这个主要的捐献者。
But it nearly destroyed the church.
但是这样却几乎摧毁了教会。
And one day, the pastor met a little girl by the name of Pollyanna, who told him, no one person owns the church.
有一天呢，牧师遇到了一个叫波里安娜的小女孩，她告诉牧师说，没有一个人能够将教堂占为己有。
And it brought the pastor to his knees.
这使得牧师非常羞愧，屈膝下跪。
And it was a glorious moment in the story.When the pastor was able to say what God wanted to him to say, even though Miss Harrington didn't like it.
这个故事中，最高光的片段呢，是牧师他终于大胆地说出来，神希望他传达什么样的信息，即使这样做意味着得罪了哈林顿小姐。
There was a frown on her face.
然后他就非常的不高兴，皱着眉头。
But there was a new spirit in the church as they were set free to follow the Lord.
但同时呢，教会中兴起了一种新的精神，就是信徒们可以自由地跟随主。
And you know, there are those who think their money gives them a right to be heard and to tell everybody else what to do, whether it be in politics or even in the church.
有这样一些人啊，他们认为自己的钱可以使他们有权听到。或者是告诉每一个人该做什么，无论是在政治上还是在教会中。
But let me tell you, there's only one person in charge, and that's the Lord.
但是让我来告诉你，只有一个人他是掌权的，那就是主。
And those who have money need to submit to the Lord instead of expecting others to submit to them.
这些拥有财富的人，他们应该顺服于主，而不是期望别人来顺服于他们。
And so if you really want to live, don't acquire wealth for status.
如果你想要真正属灵的生活，就不要靠财富获得地位。
And furthermore, if you really want to live, don't acquire wealth as a means of security.
而且如果你想要过真正属灵的生活，也不要靠财富获得平安。
In other words, don't depend on money to keep you safe and free from harm.
换句话说，不要指望通过金钱来保护自己平安或者是免受伤害。
Verse 17 says, don't trust in your money, which is so unreliable. Your trust should be in God.
第十七节这样说到，不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Money is one of those things that's here today and gone tomorrow.
今天有钱，明天就会消失。
And that certainly has become evident in my lifetime.
在我的生活中，这是一个非常肯定，就是非常稳定的趋势。
There have been recessions whereby people that I have known have lost their jobs.
我了解到，就是在经济衰退的阶段呢，很多人都会失去工作。
And they've seen their retirement accounts and investments greatly reduced, some by 60%, 70%, 80%.
然后他们的这个退休账户，这个投资也大大的减少，甚至是直接降了有60%-70%。
Now this pandemic we're facing is one of those times.
我们现在也正在面临这样的一个事情。
The future is uncertain.
未来是不确定的。
Thousands are being laid off from their work.
有成千上万的人，他们将面临被解雇。
And we don't know yet how it all is going to affect the economy.
我们也不知道这些解雇到底会怎样去影响我们现在的经济。
The story is told of a lady who felt very secure as jobs were ceasing and banks and financial markets were falling.
有这样一个真实的故事，就是有一位女士在在这个工作岗位消减，银行市场都极度衰退的情况下，她仍然内心感到非常的安心。
She literally slept on her wealth every night.
实际上是她每晚都睡在自己的财富上。
The Associated Press told the true story about this elderly woman in Israel who had hidden all of her life savings worth $1 million in her bed mattress.
美联社说有一个以色列的老妇人，她曾经把自己一生的积蓄都隐藏在床垫里，价值有$100多万。
She had had a very bad experience with the bank and she lost all trust in them.
因为她在银行有过非常糟糕的经历，对银行完全失去了信任。
And so she withdrew all of her money and she stuffed it in her mattress.
于是呢，她就取出了自己所有的钱，塞进了床垫。
She didn't even tell her daughter what she had done.
她甚至没有告诉自己的女儿她做了这件事情。
Well, one day the daughter decided that her mother needed a new mattress.
直到有一天呢，女儿决定给她的母亲换一个新的床垫。
Maybe she sat on her bed and it felt a bit lumpy, one of those $10,000 lumps.
也许是当她坐在床上的时候，她感觉就是这个床垫有鼓起来的包，有可能是其中的$10,000吧。
And the daughter thought, what a cheap mattress this is.
女儿就想说这个床垫也太劣质了。
And so she decided to replace it and to present the new mattress as a surprise gift to her mother.
她就决定把它换掉，并且买了一个新的床垫作为一个惊喜礼物送给母亲。
The new mattress was delivered without her mother's knowledge, and the old lumpy mattress went into the garbage and was hauled away.
结果就是这个在母亲不知情的情况下，她换上了新的床垫，这个旧的鼓包的这个床垫呢就被扔进了垃圾箱。
Now at first the mother didn't comprehend what had happened.
母亲一开始并不知道发生了什么。
But after a night's sleep on her new mattress, she woke up and she screamed.
但是呢，她在新的床垫上睡了一晚上，她醒了惊叫起来。
She suddenly realized that her life savings was literally trashed.
她突然意识到自己毕生的积蓄实际上是被扔掉了。
News reports showed the daughter walking through a garbage dump, looking for the lost mattress.
新闻报道显示说，这个女儿就跑到垃圾场去寻找丢失的床垫。
She and several workers were combing through the trash as bulldozers just moved the piles of garbage all around in an attempt to uncover the lost treasure.
她和几个工人就用这个推土机去翻找垃圾，试图去寻找丢失的宝藏。
Now get this, no matter where you put your money, you can't count on it being there when you need it.
所以大家要明白一个道理，无论我们把钱放在哪里，我们都无法指望它会在需要的时候出现。
And even if it is there, you can't count on it making you feel secure.
即使钱在那里，我们也无法依靠它使我们感到安全。
Because money means nothing when you have a diagnosis of a terminal illness.
因为当你被诊断患有绝症的时候，金钱就变得毫无意义。
And money means nothing when you've lost somebody you love.
当你失去了你所爱的人的时候呢，金钱也变得毫无意义。
And money means nothing when you face an uncertain future.
当你面对不确定的未来时，金钱也变得毫无意义。
Money means nothing in those times, but God means everything.
往往在这些时候的时候，金钱显得是那么的没有意义，也很无助。但是我们的神却意味着一切。
God is the only one we can trust on in those times.
事实上，神是那个唯一我们可以信靠的。
So put your hope and trust in God and not in your wealth.
因此，我们要把希望和信心放在神的身上，而不是放在财富上。
That's what verse 17 says. Put your hope and trust in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment.
第十七节说到，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Now don't get me wrong, it's not wrong to be rich.
大家不要误会，富有并不是错。
If God has given you wealth, enjoy it.
如果上帝赐给了你财富，那你就享受它。
But don't depend upon it for your significance or your security.
但是你不要依赖它会带来生活的意义和安全感。
Instead, learn to share your wealth and really live.
相反呢，你要乐意供给人，并且活出真正属灵的生活。
Be generous and take a hold of life that is truly life.
甘心施舍，持定永生。
Give some of that wealth away and have a blast doing it.
给予别人呢，然后也给予自己一个惊喜。
Look at this in verse 18. Tell them to use their money for good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need.Always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life.
经文的十八节到十九节这样说道，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Kurt Warner was a two-time National Football League Most Valuable Player quarterback.
库尔特呢，他是亚利桑那红雀队获得两次 MVP 四分卫的这样的一个非常优秀的球员。
And he started a family tradition which he called the restaurant game.
他开创了一个称之为餐厅游戏的家庭传统。
Every time he left the family for a road game the night before,He and his wife would take their seven children out to eat at a restaurant.
每次在他离开家去比赛的前一个晚上呢，他和妻子都会带着他的七个孩子出去在一家饭店吃饭。
And once they were seated, one of the children would scan the dining area like a quarterback looking for a potential receiver.
一旦他们就坐之后呢，其中的一个孩子他就会像一个四分卫一样扫描所有的用餐区。像是在寻找一个潜在的接球手。
And when the child picked a table, Kurt would then ask the waiter or the waitress to add that table's tab to his own anonymously.
当孩子选定一张餐桌时，他就会匿名的让服务员把那桌的费用算在自己的账单上。
He paid the total bill for their dinner, including the tip.
他会为晚餐全部的账单付清，包括这个小费。
Now the idea for the restaurant game came to Warner after he led the St. Louis Rams to a Super Bowl victory.
这个想法呢是在他获得了超级碗冠军之后产生的。
It was a natural fit for him.
这个对于他来说非常的自然。
He remembered the days before his National Football League career when he worked a night shift at a grocery store.And he only had government food stamps to supplement his income so he could feed his family.
他回想起自己进入这个国家橄榄球职业生涯前的日子，当时呢，他是在一家杂货店里上夜班，也只有政府食品券来补充收入，以便养家糊口。
And with that in mind, giving to others became a joyful family tradition for the Warners.
考虑到这一点呢，给予他人就成了华纳家人
Warner said, "We never want our kids to lose sight of what it's really all about."
他说，我绝不希望我的孩子们忽略它真正的含义。
Our circumstances are not the most important thing.
我们现在的这个状况并不是最重要的。
It's what we do with those circumstances that really matters.
而是我们现在在这样一个状况之下，我们自己的行为。
Kurt and his family discovered the joy of giving.
他们一家人发现了给予的快乐。
What a blast, he said, to be able to pick a family and a restaurant and to tell the waitress, put their tab on my bill.
他说这真的是一件让人非常喜乐的事情，就是你可以挑选一个餐桌，并且把那个账单附在自己的这个账上。
Now Jesus told us, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
主耶稣曾经告诉我们说，施比受有福。
And that's really true.
这个是真实的。
Give it a try.
所以大家都试一试。
Pay for someone's bill anonymously the next time you go to a restaurant.
下次你再去餐厅的时候，你可以匿名的为别人的账单付款。
Or the next time you're in a Dunkin' Donut line, pay for the person behind you.
或者你在 Dunkin' Donut 排队的时候呢，你可以给你身后的那个人付款。
Or pay for someone's car mechanic bill when they can't afford it.
在别人无法负担他这个汽车维护费用的时候，你可以帮他付清。
Or give more than you've ever given before to the ministries that you support, like missionaries.
或者呢，你去加倍的去奉献支持传教士的工作。
Or put twice the amount of money you usually give in the offering box in the church.
或将奉献的金额双倍的放进这个奉献箱。
Give generosity a try.
大家尝试一下慷慨奉献。
And see if it's not a whole lot more fun than keeping your money just for yourself.
大家可以试试看这个是不是比自己存钱更有趣。
If you really want to live, you need to grab tomorrow by living for eternity.
如果你想要真正的属灵生活，那么就要抓住明天。
You need to guard your love for God today.
你需要尽心尽性尽意爱住你的神。
And you need to give away as much as you can.
你需要尽你的所能乐意供给人。
Remember this.
大家要记住。
Money will buy a bed, but not sleep.
钱也许可以买到一张舒适的床，但却买不到好的睡眠。
Money will buy books, but not brains.
书籍可以买，我们可以用钱买到书籍，但是却买不到大脑。
Money will buy food, but not appetite.
钱可以买到食物，但却买不来好的胃口。
Money will buy finery, but not beauty.
钱可以买到华丽的服饰，却买不到美丽。
Money will buy a house, but not a home.
钱可以买一个房子，却买不到家。
Money will buy medicine, but not health.
钱可以买到药物，但是买不到健康。
Money will buy luxuries, but not culture.
钱可以买到奢侈，但是却买不到文化。
Money will buy amusement, but not happiness.
钱可以买到娱乐，但是买不到幸福。
Money will buy religion, but not salvation.
钱可以买到宗教，却买不到救恩。
Money will buy a passport to everywhere but heaven.
钱可以买到一个去世界上任何一个地方的护照，但是却去不到天堂。
And for that we need Jesus.
所以呢，我们需要主耶稣基督。
And so trust him today.
所以我们今天就要来信靠他。
Stop pursuing money and the things that money can buy. And start seeking Jesus with all of your heart.
我们需要停止追求财富，而是要全心全意的去信靠寻求主。
Then and only then will you be able to take a hold of life that is truly life, a satisfying life.
只有你这样做时，你才能够拥有一个真正的生活，令人满足的生活。
And so if you want to take a hold of life that is truly life, you must grab tomorrow by living for today.
如果你想要拥有真正属灵的生活，那你必须要抓住明天。
Don't live for the temporal things of today. Live for eternity.
不要为现在短暂的生活而活，而是要为那永生的生活而活。
Guard your love for God today.
并且你们要守护你们对神的爱。
Love him with all of your heart.
用你全心全意去爱他。
And give away as much as you can.
并且尽你的所能去甘心乐意的去供给别人。
Be generous.
我们要慷慨。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much that your word tells us how we can have abundant life.
主啊，我们真的是非常感谢你赐给我们这样丰盛的预言，让我们知道如何去过一个真正属灵的生活。
So many times the burdens of this life weigh us down.
主啊，我们经常为生活中这样各种各样的重担拖着。
But you freed us from those things.
但是恩主，我们感谢你从这些重担中释放了我们。
And you want us to live the abundant life and the eternal life.
主啊，我们知道你想要赐给我们更加丰富的一个永恒的这样的生活。
And so help us to grab a hold of that eternal life.
主啊，所以求你来帮助我们，来抓住那个持守那样一个永恒的生命。
And enable us to guard our love for you today so that nothing can take it away.
主啊，也求你帮助我们守住爱你的心，让我们不被任何的东西去试探。
And Lord, put within us a generosity that is just like yours.
主啊，也求你赐给我们一个慷慨的心，就像你一样。
Enable us to give as much away as we can.
主啊，求你来帮助我们甘心乐意的去奉献。
And this we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。